with their Bible readings.
Ngā te Māori e ke e te whānau. Aroha mai, aroha atu. Seemed, it's a little whakatauki, which is love received, love given. It seemed very pertinent to today's readings. First reading is from Acts 16, verses 9-14. We hear of Paul's vision in Macedonia and the conversion of Lydia. During the night, Paul had a vision of a man of Macedonia standing and begging him, "Come over to Macedonia and help us." After Paul had seen the vision, we got ready at once to leave for Macedonia, concluding that God had called us to preach the gospel to them. From Troas, we put out to sea and sailed straight for Samothrace, and the next day on to Neapolis. From there, we travelled to Philippi, a Roman colony and the leading city of that district of Macedonia, and we stayed there several days. On the Sabbath, we went outside the city gate to the river, where we expected to find a place of prayer. We sat down and began to speak to the women who were gathered there. One of those listening was a woman named Lydia, a dealer in purple cloth from the city of Thyatira, who was a worshipper of God. The Lord opened her heart to respond to Paul's message. When she and the members of her household were baptized, she invited us to her home. "If you consider me a believer in the Lord," she said, "come and stay at my house." And she persuaded us. Hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Whakarongo ki te kupu a te wairua ki te hāhei. The Holy Gospel is from John 14, verses 23-29. The reassurances of Jesus of the gift of the Holy Spirit and his amazing peace. Jesus replied, "If anyone loves me, he will obey my teaching. My Father will love him, and will come to him and make our home with him. He who does not love me will not obey my teaching. These words you hear are not my own. They belong to the Father who sent me. All this I have spoken while still with you, but the Counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. You heard me say, 'I'm going away, and I'm coming back to you.' If you loved me, you would be glad that I'm going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. I have told you now before it happens, so that when it does happen, you will believe." This is the Gospel of Christ. Te rongopai tēnei a te karaiti.
Thanks. Awesome. Actually, yeah, we'll take, pop that down. Kia ora e te whānau. Good to see you this morning. Hello, everyone. You all right? It was fun last night, so thank you everyone who got involved. I was only slightly disappointed, really, to see that Harold hadn't brought his wonderful garment with him this morning that he adorned himself with last night, which was very beautiful. And thank you everyone that got stuck in there. It was great fun, and obviously especially Roger at the back there he had to talk for an hour and a half constantly. The energy that went into that was phenomenal, so well done. And I'm surprised to see you here this morning. So good. So this morning I was just thinking, the Holy Spirit. So we're coming up to Pentecost. We're still in the season of Easter. We're still thinking about the fact that Jesus, particularly that Jesus has been resurrected from the dead, that he went to the cross for us, and that death was not the end, and that he defeated it, and sin, and the world, and everything, and all that is evil, and he brought life, and life eternal. And then we're coming up to the point where we're going to celebrate Pentecost. And to do that, and Ben will have a notice about this a little bit later, this week on Thursday, there's a special service here, just the normal morning, Thursday morning service, but we'll have a special Ascension Day service, where we remember that after, you know, the time that he appeared to his disciples, Jesus was raised up into heaven, where he's seated now at the right hand of the Father. And in those 9 days, or 10 days, depending on how you count it, between the Ascension and the day of Pentecost, the disciples, the men and women that followed Jesus, and Mary, the mother of Christ, were all together in that room, and they were just praying. You know, Jesus said, pray that the gift of the Holy Spirit may be poured out on you, you know, and that you can be my witnesses and all of that. So, you know, wait until this gift comes. And so that 9 days of prayer, we've got a little thing. I'm busting up Ben's notice for him, but he'll say more. But we've got a little thing, and you'll hear more about it. Where we can pray for the Holy Spirit to come. So this morning, we get this reading where we get a chance to think about, well, who is the Holy Spirit? What is the Holy Spirit? You know, what's this Holy Spirit stuff about? And obviously, many of us will have lots of experiences or thoughts, or some good, some bad, some in the middle, about who the Holy Spirit might be or what the Holy Spirit might do. And I thought it'd be really good to just look at what Jesus says about the Holy Spirit this morning. Maybe we think of the Spirit primarily in terms of gifts. The Spirit brings gifts. So we think, when we think of the Holy Spirit, we think of gifts of power, you know, powerful gifts, gifts of healing, of words of knowledge, of sort of understanding, of, you know, knowing that this might be happening or this might be wrong with someone and therefore let's pray for you. All of which are things the Holy Spirit brings. But if perhaps some of us sort of, you know, yeah, that's what we primarily think of when we think of the Holy Spirit. Gifts for ministry. Maybe we think of feelings when we think of the Holy Spirit. This is not necessarily wrong, I'm just saying. Maybe we think of feelings, you know, the feeling of, I don't know, warmth or presence. We sometimes use that word. When we're worshipping together and we feel love or God's love, hopefully. Hopefully it's not just like some just random emotion caused by, I don't know, you're sitting next to someone you like, or that's what it used to be in youth group. Or there's a cool song that you really like and actually you're more interested in the music without really thinking about it than you are in Jesus. You know, but it could be the love of God. It could be that feeling. It could be a feeling of fellowship, of the fact that here we are gathered together. But anyway, maybe we associate the Holy Spirit with feelings. Maybe we associate the Holy Spirit with gifts. And I was just thinking about that this morning. I was thinking about when I got married to Katie. And, you know, I could be really excited when Katie's walking up the aisle. I'm like, great! All these meals that she's going to cook for me. This is so good, you know. And the fact that, you know, it's just going to be, oh, yeah. You know, the gifts that she can bring to me, you know. Or, oh, great, I'm just going to feel so good because, you know, I'm just going to have this thing here. You know, this is just going to make me feel so nice and cuddly and warm and all that kind of thing. You know, I'm not celebrating the person. And the Holy Spirit is a person, one of the three persons of the Trinity. And sometimes we can value the Holy Spirit more for what the Holy Spirit gives us than for the fact that the Holy Spirit is God and is God with us and brings us Christ, unites us to Christ who is God, and through him to the Father who is God. That the Holy Trinity themselves, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, draw us, gather us up, into God's own life, that we get to share God's life, the life of God, as he dwells in us. So I'm happy that Katie is a person, and not just for the gifts that she brings or the feelings that she produces in me, which are all very good, and I'm very happy for all those meals. And I've cooked one or two myself, I just have to say. Yeah, Katie's like, not sure. Yeah. She's now nodding. She has. And I do have those feelings, and it's great. It's really great. But most of all, it's just great to know Katie. And so the Holy Spirit, Jesus says in our passage, is another comforter. And it's really interesting, Jesus, in this passage, I mean, you know, sometimes in the Bible it talks about the Spirit, just the Spirit. But mostly it's the Holy Spirit, or the Spirit of Truth, or, you know, particularly in this passage, or the Comforter, actually, or and we'll come to that word in a minute. But not just any Spirit. It's not just a sort of spirity, you know, spiritness. There's friends of mine who've got this word, spiri, which they use. I don't know if anyone else uses it, but they use it for, you know, when things are a little bit kooky, you know, a bit kind of like, you know, if you've ever seen sort of people, anyway, it doesn't matter. But, yeah. But rather than just a spirit or spiritual or spirity stuff, Jesus, when he's talking here in this passage about, it's a bit of teaching about the Holy Spirit he's doing. Other places he can use the word spirit, not very often. But when he starts to talk about who the Holy Spirit is, he doesn't ever say just the Spirit. He says the Comforter, which is other words used are advocate, paraclete, parakletos, it's coming from the Greek, but all these words, and I'll talk about that in a minute, but and Spirit of Truth, he says in this passage in John, and the Holy Spirit, not just any old Spirit, but the Holy Spirit. So this is who Jesus is talking about. And he begins the sort of bit just before our reading saying, if you love me, you'll obey what I command, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another counselor, another advocate, another comforter. That's all the same word. It's a hard word to translate into English. So we've got at least three, four maybe words. But this comforter, and it's another, i.e. another one like me. Because God is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Because God has, the Father has sent Jesus and will send the Spirit. And so he's saying, you know, if you ask, or rather, he's saying, I will ask the Father and he will give you another comforter. And the Greek word is another one like me, that kind of idea. Another comforter, another counselor. I'm going to just unpack the word tiny wee bit. Just that word that's hard to translate is, it's an alongsider in some ways. It's one who cries out or calls out alongside or on behalf of. It was used sometimes for a lawyer who kind of gets alongside somebody and, because they can't speak for themselves, speaks for them and says, hey, this is not okay. What's happening to this person is not okay, you know. And I'm crying out on their behalf to the one who needs to hear, to the one who can judge, you know. That's that idea. But there's also the idea of the comforter. So that's the advocate bit. But there's also the idea of the comforter. The Holy Spirit is the one who, because the Holy Spirit's come alongside and is within us and is crying out on our behalf, and we're crying out or trying to, but the Holy Spirit's crying, he's comforting us, isn't he? There's a comfort that comes from someone who gets you from the inside, who knows you from within and cries out with the cries that you feel, those cries that we feel. Comfort comes from that, doesn't it? Comfort comes from being understood. You know, who understands the depths of a person's heart like their own spirit? You know, who understands the depths of the heart of God like God's Spirit, as Paul says? So, you know, and the Holy Spirit comes alongside us, comes within us, and understands our spirits, understands our hearts, and cries out from within us. In fact, I was going to read that little bit where it says exactly that in Romans 8, you know, famous passage. In the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. We do not know what we ought to pray for. But the Spirit himself, have you ever lost the words? You haven't got the words to say all the stuff you want to say. We do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groans that words cannot express. Isn't that wonderful? Wonderful stuff. And that's the Spirit within us crying out, sometimes just with groans, with kind of sighs, as it says, Jesus prayed with sighs and tears. The Spirit groans with words that cannot express and intercedes for us. And he who searches our hearts, and there's the comfort, he who searches our hearts knows the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints, that's us, in accordance with God's will. Isn't that lovely? So the Holy Spirit, the comforter, the advocate, the one who cries out alongside us and from within us and comforts us. And, excuse me. Jesus says, I will not leave you as orphans. I'm going away. In another part he says, but it's good for you I go away, because if I don't go away, I can't send you the Holy Spirit. And then, you know, I can't live within you by the Spirit. Because he says here, I'm not going to leave you as orphans, but I will come to you. I will come to you as the Spirit's poured out. I will ask the Father, he'll give you another counselor to be with you forever, the Spirit of truth. And then in Acts, do you remember on the day of Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit is poured out, Peter says, you know, all this big, long sort of sermony thing. And he says, seeing what was ahead, he spoke of the resurrection of Christ, that he was not abandoned to the grave, hallelujah, nor did his body see decay. God has raised this Jesus to life. And we are all witnesses of this fact. Exalted to the right hand of God, he has received from the Father the promised Holy Spirit and has poured out what you now see and hear. So again, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, Christ receives, just as he said in John's Gospel, Christ received the Spirit from the Father and pours it out. In John's Gospel, Christ is asking the Father to pour out the Spirit on his people. The Spirit is, and then Jesus says, you know, I've got much more to say to you, more than you can now bear, but when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all the truth. And Jesus is the truth, isn't he? The way, the truth, and that. He will guide you into, and it says, Jesus says, he will not speak on his own, he will speak only what he hears, and he will tell you what is yet to come, and he will bring glory to me by taking from what is mine and making it known to you. All that belongs to the Father is mine, Jesus says. And that is why I said, the Spirit will take from what is mine and make it known to you. So again, the Spirit is taking from what is Christ's, from Christ, and giving him and everything that is Christ's to us. And Christ has everything that is the Father's. Isn't this wonderful stuff? This is what the Holy Spirit is sharing with us. The Spirit shares with us the very person of Jesus Christ. Much more than just a feeling or some gifts, though that's included often, not always. There are times when you go without a feeling, isn't there? Times when you go without the gifts. But even in those times, and those are the times especially when we get to show our obedience, as Jesus talks about here, and our love for Christ, when we're not even feeling it, just as he didn't feel it sometimes, when we're, you know, when Katie's not even cooking for me. I still love her. No. But you know, those times when it's hard, at times when we get to prove, I'm not talking about Katie anymore. You know, when we get to prove our love for God, our love for Christ, when we're not feeling it, we're not getting to have the gifts of power that we want. And we want it because we want to see somebody healed, and we're not seeing it. So, those times, yeah, that, but those times come again. So the last, is that all right so far? Are we all right? So the last thing I just wanted to say was this, that in that passage in Romans, it talks about, Paul talks about the whole of creation crying out and groaning. Do you remember in that passage, Romans 8, the whole of creation cries and groans out. And then it says, he says, we cry and we groan and we cry out, you know, longing for just, we look at, I opened the news this morning. I'm not going to tell you what I read. It's gutting. I'm not ready to say it. It's awful. I want to, but I know I'll just rage. I'll just rant. But awful things are happening in the world, aren't they? And they always have been, as you know, Bruce was saying earlier to me, you know, that, I mean, there's nothing new under the sun. Awful things have always been happening. But we really get to hear a lot more of it probably today than we used to. We've got a lot of information flooding in, and some of it is just heartbreaking, isn't it? It's heartbreaking. And Paul says, creation groans and cries out, longing, yearning for everything to be put right, longing for Christ to come back, longing for everything to be restored. Everything's crying out. And then he says that we are crying out. And we don't even know the words to use, he says. You know, groans and words that, with, you know, that cannot be expressed in words. And then he says the Holy Spirit cries out within us when we don't know ourselves the words to use, what to say. The Holy Spirit, that's God himself, cries out. So creation is crying out. We're crying out. God is crying out, saying, this is not okay. These things are awful. I see them. I notice. And it is not okay. And I come alongside. And I comfort. And I cry out. I cry out from within my people who see these things and go, this is not okay. And God and us, we cry out together. That's the Holy Spirit. That's Jesus. Jesus is the intercessor, the one who intercedes on the right hand of God, the one who stands between God and broken humanity and all the mess that we see. The one who, man, if Jesus had not died, not risen again, if he had only died, we would be more to be pitied than all people, says Paul. We would be more pitied than all people because we're just following more death. But we're not. We're following the one who died and rose again. And the one who intercedes, the one who said, the one who loves his enemies and would rather die for them than kill them, and who calls his people to love like that, and who doesn't leave us comfortless, but who comes alongside us, cries out from within us. So when you and I guess this is just what I wanted to finish with, when we look at the world around us and when we see these things, when our hearts are grieved, that's a good thing. That's the grief that God himself feels, as God himself cries out from within us by the Spirit through Christ to the Father, saying, how long, O Lord, as the Psalms say, saying, come, Lord Jesus. Right at the end of the Bible says, come, Lord Jesus. Come, Lord Jesus. We need you more than we ever have. Well, as much as we ever have, which is completely. So, are we all right? Does that sound good? Yes. And the Holy Spirit brings us these gifts. which are a gift. They're not a right. And when the gift comes, it's a blessing and it helps us to be more like Jesus. It helps us to do the things Jesus did, to live like Jesus lived, to bring some of that love and healing and justice that Jesus brings. It's wonderful. And yes, sometimes we get the feelings and sometimes we don't. And when we do, it's wonderful. And we feel the love of God, as Paul says again in Romans, you know, poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us. And that's a wonderful, wonderful feeling. But it's not the feeling we're after. It's Jesus himself. It's God. It's by the Spirit living in us. Does that make sense? Yeah. All right. Well, I'm going to just say, finish with a prayer, if that's all right. So I've actually got a little, I might use this prayer. I haven't got any of my books anymore, so it doesn't look so flash being on a phone, but oh well. yeah, where is it? And also it means that I don't know what the heck I'm doing. Oh, where's it gone? Oh yeah, there it is. There we go. All right, so this is a prayer, talking about much of what we've talked about, I think. So let's just pray together. When I say, Lord, come to bless us, if we all say, and fill us with your Spirit. Lord, come to bless us, and fill us with your Spirit. So we pray now for God to fill us with his Spirit. Generous God, we thank you for the power of your Holy Spirit. We ask that we may be strengthened to serve you better. Lord, come to bless us and fill us with your Spirit. We thank you for the wisdom of your Holy Spirit. We ask you to make us wise to understand your will. Lord, come to bless us and fill us with your Spirit. We thank you for the peace of your Holy Spirit. We ask you to keep us confident of your love wherever you call us. Lord, come to bless us and fill us with your Spirit. We thank you for the healing of your Holy Spirit. We ask you to bring reconciliation and wholeness where there is division, sickness, and sorrow. Lord, come to bless us and fill us with your Spirit. We thank you for the gifts of your Holy Spirit. We ask you to equip us for the work which you have given us. Lord, come to bless us and fill us with your Spirit. And we thank you for the fruit of your Holy Spirit. We ask you to reveal in our lives the love of Jesus. Lord, come to bless us and fill us with your Spirit. And we thank you finally for the breath of your Holy Spirit given us by the risen Lord Jesus Christ. We ask you to keep the whole church, living and departed, in the joy of eternal life. Lord, come to bless us and fill us with your Spirit. Amen.